All right, Travis DePoint is with us. He is the superintendent at the North Central Area Schools. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for chatting with me this morning.
Well, thanks for putting up with multiple attempts to do so. Technology, you know, I'm old and I don't know what I'm doing sometimes.
You never can tell with technology whether it's going to work or not. But like I said, thankful that you gave me an opportunity to chat this morning about our bond.
Well, and speaking of technology, right? Nice segue. That's part of, I've got to try to reach. Obviously, this bond issue is very important to the district. Tuesday is election day, so give your pitch to people listening.
Absolutely. So throughout this entire process, dating back to April, when we heard from MDE that we would be one of three districts out of more than 150 applications to receive the Section 12D internal consolidation grant, we've kind of kept transparency at the forefront, and we've tried to make the information about this project known to the community members. We've held about seven different informational sessions throughout the community to try to help inform our voters and community members about all the details pertaining to this consolidation and our bond initiative. Just last night, we held another Q&A session at a local restaurant in Powers. And, you know, we've been really blown away with the amount of people who have attended those informational sessions. They've asked a lot of great questions pertaining to the project and what it entails. And, you know, they're very excited that, you know, essentially what we have in front of us is an opportunity to get a brand new school in Powers for about 40% of the cost that it would normally take to build a structure like that.
My mom and my dad and my sister live in Hermansville, actually Kennard, you know that.
Yep.
And to them, that's, you know, I mean, they're older, so they don't have any kids anymore, but that's seems or it feels like a loss to their community. They lost the Sutherland store, right? The other businesses that have moved out of Hermansville and things that have downsized. And so it feels to some people, not everybody in Hermansville, that this is a, you know, slap in the face. This is hard.
You know, it is. I live in Hermansville. Yep. Quite a few of our board members also live in Hermansville. So we understand that, you know, the elementary building is kind of a centerpiece of this community. And we've been very mindful throughout this process about how we are going to utilize this facility in Hermansville and keep it a part of the community. So initially what we've done is we've had talks with the township about potentially exploring a lease agreement with them where, you know, North Central Area Schools would still retain ownership of the building, and we would lease it to the township, and they would be able to use it as a community center, still be able to utilize, you know, the playground for all of our, you know, kids and families that live in this area, and potentially, you know, create it and make it into something that the community can be proud of. What we don't want is this building to be abandoned and not be continue to be a vital part of this community. And we think that the plan we have in place will help preserve this building and the importance that it has in the community.
Let's talk about then the Powers building, and you know, there have been upgrades over the years, Trav. You recall you may not have been there, you were in Kearney, I think, but obviously the gym and everything in it got upgraded, but there's still a lot that needs to be done, and this consolidation grant dictates that the only way to get the money from the state, right, is to move everything into that building.
Correct. Yeah. So one of the stipulations for us receiving this grant was that, you know, we had to consolidate from our two buildings to one. Another caveat of this grant is that we have to be able to utilize some of the existing structure in Powers. So our team of architects, engineers, and our construction manager identified our gym, our original two-story building, and our junior high wing as areas that we would salvage for this project. All of those areas would undergo heavy renovation. Essentially, the only thing that would remain is the shells, and they would completely be redone. And then everything else would be demoed and built new.
Okay, so what are people specifically being asked for on Tuesday, Travis, financially and just in essence, what's the when the finished product going to look like?
So the entire project is about $25.5 million. The district has already secured 15.4, so essentially 60% of the project funding has already been secured. Last year, Jack, I'm not sure if you're aware, but the state of Michigan did an infrastructure study throughout the entire state. They went into every school district across the state, and they looked at infrastructure needs of the district. Just here in the North Central Area School District, if we look at both of our buildings, there's over $27 million in identified needs in our two buildings. If we look at just the building in Powers, there was $16.5 million of infrastructure needs that needed to be addressed within the next 10 years. So what this project does is it helps us address all of those needs for a fraction of the cost. It allows us to consolidate our operations from two buildings to one, which is going to save the district a lot of money in the future in terms of operating costs. And it's also going to get us a state-of-the-art unified campus where we can look to grow our enrollment. Cutting-edge technology, school safety, all of those are extremely important to us, and this is all aspects that are going to benefit from that vote next Tuesday.
What if voters say no?
If voters say no, we still have $15.4 million, to consolidate from two buildings to one. We're still going to move forward with the plan. For us, what it's going to look like is us adding on the classrooms needed to house everybody in one building, and then identifying, the kind of the key infrastructure needs that we can address with the remaining money. But as I mentioned, we have over $16.5 million in identified needs at the high school, and that grant, if we use all of that grant just to address those issues, we still wouldn't be able to do it, and we wouldn't be able to add any classrooms either. So, without the passage, we're still going to be able to get into one building, but there's going to be issues that we can't fix.
All right, so Travis, the last part of this then is if voters say yes and you get the go ahead, what will next year look like? Are kids going to be in deer blinds learning for a year? Because you mentioned it's going to be gutted, right? In Powers and the Hermansville school is going to be turned into a community center of some sort. So what happens to the kids while construction's going on?
So the construction phase would likely begin in the spring of 27. So what we intend to do is we are going to house all of our students K-8 in Hermansville, and we are going to house our 9th through 12th grade students in our original two-story building. So that one is one that's going to undergo renovations, and those would take place prior to us, having to move the students in there. And we think that that plan will get us by until fall of 28 when the building is ready to be moved into.
Does a grant cover earplugs for the kids and the teachers for the construction noise?
Potentially, I will have to look into that.
Yeah, I think you should.
But we feel like we have kind of done our due diligence, talking with our architects and our construction manager, and they feel that they can get all of the bulk demo done, obviously, while students are not in session over the summer, and that the interruption to the school day would be very minor. And we're at the end of the day, we're looking at about a year that it's going to impact kind of the day-to-day operations.
Higher transportation costs for that 1 year to bus kids out to Hermansville or no?
No, we've been doing that for the last 50 years,
Yeah.
busing back and forth between Hermansville and Powers, so we shouldn't see any additional costs there.
And what about food service?
Same, we've been operating two kitchen for forever. So we're not going to see any additional costs as a result of this. It's kind of just continue on as we have been. And then, fall of 28, when we move in, then we're going to see some cost savings as a district.
All right, so then the last 60 seconds goes to you. What do you say to the community that you haven't already said about 43 times in these various sessions, Travis?
I want to take a minute. Just to express my gratitude to the community, our families, our students, because over the last year, they've really came out and asked questions and showed that they truly care about this district. In the past, there's been a lot of conversations about Hermansville versus Powers, and throughout this process, we've really seen that our communities are willing to come together and understand that this school district is a combination of both of these wonderful communities, and we really think that this project is going to be what's best for our communities and our district long term, and it's going to be a benefit to both communities, not just one of them.